Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511.
2511.
3101.
Okay.
0021.
Okay.
2952.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull up your profile here, and we can get the ball rolling for you. Perfect. So is this United Collision Corporation?
No, it's better.
It's better. What is this?
Metalli Enterprises.
Can you spell that out for me?
M like in Mary.
Okay.
E like Edward. T like Tom. I.
Okay.
A like Apple, sorry. L like Larry, I like Iron.
Okay. Perfect.
Metalli Enterprises.
Metalli Enterprises, okay. Okay. And is United Collision Corp like an old company you guys were able to acquire?
No, I have two companies, so...
I gotcha. Okay.
It's better this one.
I see. Perfect. And... am I speaking with Valentin?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me just confirm some information here real quick as far as the profile goes, and then we can kind of answer any questions that you may have.
Sure.
As far as the this business goes, what's the best billing address there for you?
8-16-36th Avenue.
8-16-36th Avenue.
Long Island City. Astoria, sorry.
Astoria, okay.
New York.
Okay.
11106.
11106, okay. So it's the same address there as the other one?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. And are you 100% owner there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And as far as the company structure goes, are you guys LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp?
C-Corp.
C-Corp, okay. Perfect. And then the only other thing we need to confirm here is the time in business. How long have you guys been in business?
21 years.
21 years. Okay. Perfect. So, as based off of what you're looking to do here, you know, we have a lot of programs available. If you kind of just paint me a picture of what you're looking to do or what you were interested in, I can point you in the right direction.
I'm looking a big loan for a long term.
Okay. Okay.
At least 1 year and a half or 2 years.
Okay, okay. And how much were you looking to bring on?
How much do I make on this loan or what?
How much capital were you looking to bring on there for the loan?
150 to 200K? Yeah.
Okay, and what were you maybe looking to use this capital for? Did you have a project coming up or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I want to pay off two loans which I have,
okay.
And also for expansion.
Okay, okay. And what is this business here that you guys do here? What is it that the business
it's
is
export,
involved?
Export auto and moto parts.
Okay, export auto and moto parts. And how did you get involved in this industry here?
Well, a long time ago.
I got
being
you.
Being a dealer, a car dealer,
mm-hmm.
was very easy when that business start to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I start to sell parts, not cars.
I got you. Broke it down
a
little bit.
Yeah, and I have advantage of the dealer license, and I can get parts, you know, cheaper and
mm-hmm.
with discount and no tax, no this and.
I got you. As far as the two loans that you have, what were the situations on those?
They are up to date. Together, like $70,000-$80,000, something like this.
Okay. And were these
no missing days? No, you know, they are the daily. It's
daily payments.
Eight, yeah.
Okay, and who are these loans with?
Alphi and BCC.
BCC, and what was the other one?
Alphi.
Alphi?
ALLFI.
Okay, Alfi. Okay. Yeah, and are these just like business loans that you took out, or are these working capital loans?
Working capital loans.
They're working capital loans. Okay.
And
perfect.
I want to pay them off. And,
one was
$100,000. Now is like less than 20.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was a mistake, big mistake, which I did.
The one with Alfi?
Yeah.
What was the mistake there? Just too expensive, or?
No, I didn't understand them. I was traveling, and they was pushing, and I said, all right, fine, yes. And they put my their money in my account, and when I realized what are the conditions, was like too late.
Yeah, well.
I called to pay them off right away to get the money back. They didn't want. They said that we're going to destroy my credit. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
That, and
so you probably have, what, about 60,000 remaining on the other one then?
In that one, 67,000, something like this.
Okay, so we got about 70,000-80,000 still remaining on the two loans.
Yeah.
You said you were looking for about 150 to 200K. So what were we going to be doing with the other 70 to 80K? There was there some plans there to expansion. What kind of
expansion? I have orders I don't have funds.
What was that?
I have orders but no funds.
I gotcha. So we just needed for
like
operations.
$1,200 a day.
Oh wow. Jesus.
No. It's like 6,000 and something a week.
Yeah, that's that is not fun.
No, not fun at all.
I gotcha. So, you know, as far as working capital goes, I'm sure you're familiar with it. You know, it's based mostly off your top line revenue there. What did you guys do in sales there so I can figure out maybe a rough estimate?
Monthly, around somewhere between 100 and 150, 160.
100 to 150K a month?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do some math here real quick. Okay. So, give or take a few, you know, if that's kind of right where you're sitting, you're probably right in the realm of anywhere from about, I want to say anywhere from about 125 to maybe 175 there, just rough ballparks that we would be able to free up for you. So that's definitely right about where you were sitting for what you were looking for.
But for how long?
Yeah, so terms are anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. First time.
I like long term.
Yeah,
long,
and that's what I was saying. If you wanted to shoot more for the 1 to 2 year term length, that's definitely something I can push for with the underwriters.
Yeah, sure.
If you have some history there, it'll definitely help you out. But I'll just put in the notes there right now that's kind of what you're
shooting
for.
I have no missing days. I have no judgment against me. No, never bankruptcy.
Okay. Any negative balances there on the bank statements?
No, no.
Those look healthy?
No.
Okay. The only two other components we look at are credit and time in business. You said you started 21 years ago.
21 years in 96.
Yep. 1996 is when you started?
Yeah. And, I had the company from 1987, but was individual until 96, and 96 I switched to corporation.
I gotcha. Yeah, that'll definitely help you out there as far as the term lengths, you know, seeing that
and
you guys
have my
been busy
credit history is like I have between 720 to 750.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, based off those numbers there, I mean, you're sitting in probably some of our better programs that you would get approved for. Your credit's well above the average there. You've been in business a good amount of time, and you're a little bit familiar there with how working capital works. As far as the approval process goes, I'm sure you're familiar with that as well. It's just a one-page application. It's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then did you guys file 2015 yet on the taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we just need
the 1.164,000 last year.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, we'll need those three things, and then what the only other thing that we would need is the remaining balances, the current status of the two loans that you have out there with the BCC and AllFi. If we get those in, underwriting can take that into consideration. We can both look at refinancing positions as well as maybe a secondary position.
No,
But I don't.
no. I don't want secondary. I really
Okay.
want refinancing.
Okay, then we can definitely push for the refi position there. But like I said, once that paperwork gets sent over, I sent it straight to underwriting, and we can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours for what we can do there for the business.
All right.
And we can kind of take it from there. But like I said, based off these numbers, that's definitely something we can, we'll be able to at least get you some approvals here and see what we can do for you. Is
All
the
right.
email, I don't have an email here on file. What's a good email there for you?
Metali. A-L-I.
Metiali. Okay.
No. Metali.
Ali. Okay.
Dot Enterprises.
Dot enterprises
At yahoo.com.
at yahoo.com. Okay. I'll shoot this information over to you right now. It's just going to summarize the offer that we did send out. It'll have all my contact information as well as the short list of what we would need for the approval. When do you think you can maybe get that back over to me?
Well, my computer is not working, but I'll try to do it even today.
Okay, yeah, if you can get it going today, or at least get it sent over by the end of the day, I can get it submitted over to underwriters there first thing in the morning tomorrow.
Do I have to fill up the application, or you can get all my information now?
You have to fill out the application. It'll be attached there in the email. You can electronically fill it all out. We just need a wet signature
I'm
on it.
not work my computer is not working. Can I give you a fax with this one, with the
Yeah.
application?
You can fax it. Yeah. What's a good fax number for you?
718
718
784
784
4191.
4191. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot both the email and the fax. We'll do it
Yeah,
both
please.
ways, and then whatever
Yeah, it's
works
the
best
best
for
way.
you, you can get back to me that way. And
All
we
right.
can kind of just go from there. Is the 718-729-2309 the best number there for you as well?
No, 917
917
882
882
0300.
0300. Okay. I'll put that there in the file then for best way of contact. But in the email and in the fax, I'll have my direct line in it as well. So you can reach out to me if you do have any questions.
Can
Otherwise,
I
like I
ask
said.
you a few questions?
Yeah, fire away.
Are you a really bank or in broker?
Say that again.
Are you a real bank or broker?
We're a real bank. We do in-house financing, and if we can't get you a good offer here, we'll see what else we can do for you. But we
I
are.
don't want some other. If you are a bank, we can work out. If it's
Okay.
to go out to somebody else, I don't want. Really, I don't want.
That's fine. That's fine. We can keep it in-house. Was there any other questions you maybe had?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, it was good talking to you, Valentine. I'm going to send this information over to you right now. Like I said, if you have any questions, definitely reach out. Otherwise, I'll maybe there's a good time tomorrow around the same, a good time to follow up with you.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll plan on that if I don't hear back. Otherwise, we'll touch base then.
All right.
All right.
Very well.
Bye.
Bye.